Good morning, everyone. Welcome to Universal Energy Radio. This is a Some of You show. My name is Alisa.
My name is Liz. Hi, darling.
Hey.
Hi, baby girl.
Some slight technical difficulties with Blog Talk for no good reason.
Because it's Blog Talk. That's recent enough.
Yeah. I think the chat room is working now, so that's good.
Okay. All right.
I think.
Chat away, folks. Well, we'll find out soon enough if people are able to. If you're listening and you do have access to the chat, maybe say hi so that we know that it's working. And off we go. So what, today's Thursday? Yes, it's Thursday. All day.
Yep.
I already made a pizza.
Wow.
It's in the oven. Yes. I made a pizza. I made lunch. Oh, see, in order make it possible to have freedom, there's certain things that one must do. Like, I get up super early and have food on deck so your children don't starve. But it had the weather in New York the last couple of days has been spectacular.
Mm.
Spectacular. And I only got to the beach once for a couple of hours. I don't even remember when. July, I don't even remember, for like a minute. So I have an opportunity to be picked up by a friend who has a car, to take a quick little beach, just 3-hour staycation, and then she'll drive me to the subway that will take me back to chaos. So in order to do that, one must have provisions for the children.
Wow.
And I'm not talking, no, take the pizza out of the box, but I'm talking like you got the pizza dough and you let it sit. I didn't do the dough from scratch, but you know what I'm saying? I'm not talking out the box, boom, Celeste pizza.
That's
for
funny.
One. I ain't talking about that. I'm talking like I made a pizza. Like I made it. I should send you a picture of it. It came out good. I made it. Anyway.
Wow.
Yeah. Oh, honey, you know, when I want to do something. So.
No, that's good. At least you get to go to the beach. That's always a good thing. That's always good for the soul.
Oh, my God. And there's this beach in New York called Rockaway Beach, which.
Mm-hmm. I heard
to
of
me,
it.
Yes. And I think there's actually the Rooms to song. And it is, they really fixed it up since Hurricane Sandy. And I don't, it's, to me, it's like, why go anyplace else in New York?
Mm-hmm.
If you're ever here where it's, even if it's not, if it's out of season, but it's the weather permits, I should just show you. Like, because it's so,
okay.
I love it. It's so beautiful. But, oh my God, tell me we have anybody in the queue, because I have to tell you what happened on Tuesday after the show. Like the rest of Tuesday. Okay. All right. So after the show Tuesday, I have a phone meeting with somebody I'm collaborating with. Actually, my friend Christopher, who you met, who did the show at the Guggenheim. So we're applying.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So he's doing a show in Scotland. He's actually doing 12th night in Scotland. So it's a 6-hour time difference. So
mm-hmm.
to have meetings or anything over the phone, it's a lot of logistics. His schedule's insane. My schedule's insane. So we were able to have a phone meeting about putting in a proposal to bring a different show of his. It's more of a one-person show, a three-person show to New York, and I would be the person on the ground here in New York to help facilitate that through resources and yeah. So, you know, I always got stuff going on. All right. So that was a very important phone call, and I'm making sure that my youngest is doing his schoolwork The oldest one went off to Tiffany's to work the door, made sure he had a banana in his hand walking on the way out. All of this, just lots of moving about, and I'm prepping to teach a class that's going to happen from 7 to 10 o'clock at night. All of a sudden, let me backpedal. And moving through releasing and embracing, releasing my old identity and embracing my new identity, and understanding to accept what is. It doesn't mean giving up. It's actually the opposite of giving up. It's like accepting what is and moving forward, not letting that. So communication with the kid's father, all of that, it's backfired. It's not been good. So I've learned, okay, this is something working out of my system, and it needs to take time. That has to be part of me right now. And there was a spaciousness in that. But you still have to move. If you're not giving up, you still have to move forward. You still have to cut the brambles with your machete. That's the tough part. Then I hear boom, 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 boom on my door. I'm like, okay. Two maintenance guys. There's a leak. We have to check for a leak. I'm like, I got no leak. And I said, where would the leak be? And I have papers all over the place. I'm like working. I'm like, oh my God. And back bedroom, main closet. That would be my closet.
Right.
Now, meanwhile, because I'm getting ready to go to the film festival next week, I'm also organizing things, and there's just chaos. So they take a look. They said you have to empty everything out.
Oh.
I will be back, and I'm like, and
of the closet.
Yes, girl. We'll be back in a little while. I said, how long's a little while?
A little while.
Yeah. Okay. How long's a little while? About 45 minutes. So I was the Colombian tornado. And there's a lot that this girl can fit in a closet. You know, you think about gifts for people. You see things like, oh, what a great gift for somebody. Boop. Or just boxes of paintings that the kids did when they were little. Like, just you name it, it's in the freaking closet. Everybody get out of my way. If you're not going to help me, get the hell out of my way. You know, so the kids had things to do, whatever. Get the hell out of my way. So they came back in. The guy said, damn, you're like Tony the Tiger. I don't know what that means, but because they saw such a difference, I don't know what that means, but they saw such a difference that it was like I hired a moving company to like empty out my closet and put everything in the living room. Right? So and I was hearing pounding like the last couple of days. So I thought somebody was just doing renovations. Well, it turned out they're trying to trace where this leak is.
Oh, gosh.
Okay, so they were breaking into closets to try to find it. So I was next, and I thought, well, that couldn't possibly be me. So the guy comes out. He's like, "You're the lucky one." I'm like, "Yes." He's like, "No, it's your closet." I'm like, "Oh,
no." Man.
Yeah, so my bedroom looked like a construction site. They had to cover like my bed with a tarp and do this, that, and the other, smash into walls, find the pipe. And if I looked at the back wall of it and I touched it, it was like going to the caves in Spain. Like, oh, snap.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm like, oh, now how long have I been living with this? Health hazard
match?
Right. How long has this been going on? So tell me, hello notes. Okay, how long? So they're like, okay, well, I said, so what happens next? It's like, oh, you have to call for an inspection.
Oh, Lord.
So what's going to happen now? well, we're going to cover it up. We're going to put duct tape and cardboard, and we're going to cover it up because it needs to be inspected and it has to dry first. And I said, so when is inspection supposed to happen? Oh, call in 2 weeks.
Oh, my God.
Okay, cool. Thank God I hosted my mother's birthday dinner 2 days before that. Because nobody's coming to my house unless they're, like, close friends or, like, super close close family or super close friends that I consider family. Okay? Because no one's going to come here. So that insanity happened. Then I have to – oh, then I cook dinner for the kids. Like, all, okay, here we go, because I have to teach for 3 hours. So, of course – finished prepping for my class. Don't even ask me what I made for dinner. Cooked dinner. Run out of the house to go teach my class. And thank goodness I am very hyper aware about accommodation, especially with people with mixed abilities. Thank goodness. So there's a maximum, it's a very intense class. There's a maximum of 10 students, 10 actors in my class. And we shoot their scenes and they use it for their demo reels. So it's a very serious class because people use the result of the class that I teach for marketing materials. And it's an investment of time, energy, and money on their behalf. So we have a fresh group of students. The person coordinating it does her part, which takes like 30, 40 minutes. Technical stuff, she leaves, and I notice this one student, and intuitively, I said to myself, something is off here. I just could just sense something. And sometimes what they do to get a maximum, because it's a business, to get maximum capacity for their class, let's say we're at 7 to 8, so we're almost 100% full, they might do like an internet flash sale. Like, sign up for this class that starts on Tuesday with Liz, and we'll give you 20% off or whatever. So that's how they filled up the last couple of spots. Now, the thing with that is online, you could be whoever you want to be. It's not an in-person, right? Not an in-person registration. And if you got a credit card, that's good. It doesn't matter. Anybody's money is good. Anybody's money is good. And again, I stress the point, thank goodness I am clairvoyant, hyper-aware, hyper-compassionate, and very sensitive to the needs of people with disabilities. So, and I thought to myself, there's something developmental going on here. There's something, there's an issue here. But I went ahead, and each actor gets two scenes, and they switch partners. So this young girl, maybe she's like in her mid-20s, I match her up. I match up everybody ahead of time, and this is where being psychic really helps, because they're astounded at how I'll just get like a list with thumbnail pictures, and I will curate and find the most amazing scenes from my personal library, okay? That's not even, I don't even use the database that they offer. It's stuff that I have direct access to for my own work, whatever. And I send them off to do some partner work, and I'm in the studio by myself because they're out rehearsing. And the other woman that I partnered up this young lady with, she comes in and she looks visibly shaken up, like she's about to cry. I said, what's the matter? Well, as any human being to another, Doesn't matter. You don't have to be an actor to be this way. If you are doing a task together and you're partnering with somebody, okay, so it's a workshop, it's a class, it's anything. Doesn't have to be acting. It could be anything. You're going to connect, and you're going to find a way to work together. That's just what anybody would do. It's called team building. That's what you would do. And all this woman did graze the elbow of this young lady that I felt had needed some accommodation that we weren't aware of. Because had I gotten a heads up, I would have said this class isn't for her. I would have referred her to something that would have been much more supportive of what she needs. And it turned out she told her scene partner, meaning the girl that was on the verge of tears, that she is autistic. And I said, I had a feeling. Mm. And this other girl was in tears, and she said, my brother has Asperger's, so I'm really sensitive to this. And I said, thank God. Thank God. But she was shook because she knows how difficult it is. She wasn't shook because of herself. She was shook because of compassion.
Mm-hmm.
And to see this up close, because I was watching this young girl who's autistic from the very beginning, and it's a series of mini traumas and quick recovery because we have to survive and function. If you're not going to give up, right? And it was just so much to witness that if she will look at the light in a certain way, it's going to feel like there are hot coals in her eyes, and then it really really hurts, and then that's going to go away. And if somebody touches her, like grazes her arm, like this girl did, and it's not quite everything's not quite lined up, she's going to feel like somebody jumped her from behind.
Wow.
Or she's going to feel like if she takes a step, she's going to feel like the floor is caving. Like it's – so it's a series. And to be so strong to manage that, and you got yourself – the studio's in the heart of Times Square, so it's a very chaotic part of New York City.
Right.
You got yourself to this class – you're really not giving up. But she's severely autistic. So I spoke to the scene partner. I said to her, I so appreciate your compassion. This is what we're going to do because we have to support and accommodate. And it's all going to work out. So I amended the exercise that they're talking to each other, but they did a written exercise, right? So that kept it the same, but in your neutral corner, so to speak. And then during the break, I had one of the people who worked there get in touch with the person who runs this to give her a heads up, but we have to be very sensitive because of ADA. We're not discriminating, we're not this, and we're not making a diagnosis. The word autistic came out of her mouth. So she didn't say it to me, she said to the scene partner. So I was not a witness to any of it, but I knew the second that the class started that there was something up. But it's so funny because the second scene that I chose for them, this is coincidence, not coincidence, takes place in a cafeteria of a mental hospital. That's how good that's how in tune I am to reading energy. Other couple I had a scene, this one girl said, oh my God, like I went through the same thing that this girl in the scene went through. That's crazy. I'm like, yeah, isn't it? So it's really it's really funny how it's almost magical how the trusting the intuition has been so helpful in other parts of my life. So we continue to the second half of the class. She gets matched with another person. I did some switching around, so the person was a little bit older. and I had a conversation with her, extremely compassionate, and the group was very compassionate, thank goodness, because it takes one jerk to really set somebody off who has a hypersensitivity.
Sure.
So we were in the home stretch, and it's literally 5 minutes before class, and I don't know what happened, but this girl completely freaked out. And she says, and it's my birthday. It's the worst birthday ever.
Whoa.
And, yes. And she runs out and I said, just do what you need to do for you. We support you. I didn't know what else to say.
Right. Well,
and then
yeah.
one person who maybe isn't the best listener, because I'm like, I'm looking at the class like, just let her be. Some people were more clued in than others. One person that was a little less clued in comes up to this poor girl who's tormented, and she's, you know, fumbling for her bags and this and that. She's trying to get out of there, and she probably felt like that there were bugs crawling on her skin or whatever. We don't know. Like, it's heartbreaking. Like, just to get from one moment to the next and not giving up, and it's always like dealing with something uncomfortable or painful or scary or
mm-hmm.
shocking
mm-hmm.
or anxiety produced. Like, think about, like, it's deep. So this one person in the class who wasn't entirely clued in, she's like, give me a hug. I'm like, oh, here we go. Like, she
oh
came
my
up
gosh.
And said, give me a hug. I'm a hugger. And I'm like, oh. And the thing is, we just don't know how a little touch on the elbow, a hug, could be processed
right.
entirely differently. So,
right.
So this girl didn't really hug back, but she didn't freak out. She just sort of stayed kind of like a deer in the headlights. And then this girl ran out, and I held my hand up like the stop sign, like just nobody do anything, right? And then I talked about very practical matters, the way I would end any class. I took about 5 minutes just to make sure she was, you know, out of the building. And I thanked them for their compassion and understanding, and that we were going to find a solution to accommodate the two people that had her as a scene partner for one of their scenes. And that when things happen online, that's just makes something like that possible, and it's not to change anything, but we just need to be aware that people process things differently. And that was a very extreme example. So then
wow.
Oh yeah, so then I walk home. Excuse me, 5 or 6 blocks from my apartment. We had a thunderstorm that lasted throughout the night. So by the time I walked into my house, I looked like I had gotten out of the shower with my clothes on. And the perfect end to a perfect day. And I'm like,
right.
Damn. That was a crazy, crazy, and there was nothing I could do about it. What am I going to do? Take a cab? I'm 7 blocks away. What am I going to do? This lightning, thunder, and it was like storm. It didn't rain, and it was a storm.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if we had residual stuff from the south or whatever, but it was crazy. But just gives you pause to think, we're either in a state of willingness, which is not giving up, or a state of resistance, which is not really sure what we're doing. Confusion.
Mm.
Not
wow.
being clear. Yeah. It really, opened my eyes even wider. I never was in a class situation I've dealt with multiple physical disabilities, working with people, teaching them, et cetera, quite a bit, actually. But developmentally, this is a class. It wasn't the right fit. It's not accommodating enough. And this industry, unfortunately, is not accommodating enough. And it all ties into with the film that I'm presenting at the film festival next week. Like it's so crazy that that's so so fresh in my mind. And I, you know, it's great that I made the film and everything else, and I'm always advocating, but with the stigma of human nature, and if we're still dealing with these issues with gender, color, sexual orientation, I feel, unfortunately, physical disability and then developmental mental disability, I think, is at the bottom of the list. I don't know if I'll see. I'm not being negative. I just don't know. It's an honest opinion. I'm going to see much resolution or progress in my lifetime, because in the 20 years that this has been something that I've been very conscious of, I haven't seen that much. I've seen some progress. But we could say that with racism. We've seen some progress.
Right.
With sexism, we've seen some progress. I don't know. Yeah. So how to share that?
Wow.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. You know, when it comes to we've had in my service fraternity, we have it's a pretty diverse group. We've had some people that I know who had Asperger's or something like that. And it was, they're brilliant. They were brilliant.
Geniuses. Oh, yes. That's what's amazing.
In so many areas. And then in other areas, they were just like, wow. You know, it was an odd feeling. It was a feeling like, you know, like you want to be friends and you want to be close, but then there's something that just doesn't quite line up.
Processing. Yes.
And there isn't you couldn't do enough to make the other person, feel the way you would want them to feel, because it's not you.
It's not you,
but because it makes you feel uncomfortable, you try to do something and it just always falls flat. It's never going
to
be fixed in that way. Right.
That's right.
Because that's
right.
not what they're experiencing.
It's nothing
like what you think it is.
No.
And it's very interesting to have that perspective, and yours was definitely an extreme, because, what could you have done any differently?
No, and I treated her as much of an equal, like she did the same work. Yeah, that was it. Oh, and the genius part is that what she does, I don't know what it is specifically, the name of it, but she has a YouTube channel, and what she does is she talks about the architecture and the history of the Broadway theaters.
Wow.
So that's what she does. And she'll know how many seats, or if this theater is haunted or not, or how many owners, you know what I'm saying? Like brilliant.
Mm.
So, yeah. So that's probably the place where she feels whole, I would imagine, in that realm of knowledge and connection. I don't know. But it wasn't about it was interesting, because the thing is, it's not, and you've made a really excellent point, not about making yourself feel better, because it's really uncomfortable, but really about allowing that person to feel what they're feeling, but to not disrupt. Like, there was one point in the beginning before I knew something was up, but I didn't realize how severe. Let's say this is the first 5-10 minutes of when the production manager left and it was just me and the students by myself. And so she asked this question about it was a very obvious question. But let's say there's a scene that takes place where the people are drinking alcohol. Well, they can't drink alcohol. I'm like, we can just swap that out. But the thing is, the way that whether she was any other student, I would say, yeah, and you're not going to interrupt me, and I'm going to, like, and I knew there was something up with her, but I would have said that to anybody. Because I have to be, I'm in charge here. And I don't care what your situation is, I come across in a way that's so respectful, mutual respect, okay, mutually respectful, that I never really get issues with that. And if they don't like it, they can go. That's it.
Right.
That's it. I have to take care of 9 other people in the room. That's it. And if and there's any evidence of you could be steamrolled because you want to be nice, right, or you're a people pleaser, then teaching isn't something that one should do. You know, it's not about being well-liked. It's about getting the job done. But to have that respect, well, yeah, to honor her human experience, because for whatever reason in this lifetime for her, that's the filter of whatever it is that she's here to learn. That's how I feel. Yeah. But wow.
Yeah. Yeah, it's you know, like when you look at it on paper, you think, oh, yeah, I can, you know. Because when you think you know what's going on, then you think you know how you're going to respond. But in the moment, you know, as you're figuring things out, and I agree, you know, I think that was one of the difficult things with this one particular friend of mine from the fraternity. We were all working on a huge project, and he was part of that group. And so obviously, you know, and you had to be picked to, you know, you had to apply, and you had to be picked to work on this group. And so he was picked. So he had things to contribute, you know, definitely.
Of course.
And so the difficult part was the social interactions were really difficult. And so here you are in a group setting, and it's a group, you know, it's a fraternity.
Right.
So it's all about the group. And he took a lot of hard ribbing because a lot of people didn't understand where he was coming from. And I think like people from his own chapter definitely, you know, they knew him, so they made some allowances and they were, you know, they knew how to work with him on that. But when it's just with people that you don't know, and you have, you know, these are like extreme time frames of, you know, we got to get stuff done. We're only meeting, you know, once every 2 weeks or whatever. We got to get stuff done. So people were definitely short with him. But then again, he also kind of set himself up.
Yep.
Because of the flow, where he was flowing was like, what did that have to do with anything? You know, or it was just off tangent. So, so yeah, I mean, it wasn't to make him feel bad. I know, at least I hope that was the case for a lot of people. That, you know, stuff had to get done. So, but then all of a sudden, you know, because that was something that I had not heard of, and this was back in 2010.
Right.
You know, I didn't hear much about people. Oh, they're on the spectrum. I'm like, I don't even know what that means. You know, what is that? And so, all of a sudden then a lot of my friends who have kids, oh, you know, my kid's on the spectrum. I'm like, well, okay. Well, so how is that experience for your child? Like, what does that mean for your child? How do you know? You know, it's like after a while it started becoming a little more common to the fact, well, you know, I think my kid's got like, you know, ADD or ADHD.
And it's a thing.
Like, everybody's
right
got
now
that.
It's a thing. Yeah. Everybody has
now,
that.
Yes, like everybody's got this. So like, well, what does this mean? Like, and in a bigger picture, like, well, maybe everyone's got something that you could probably categorize, you know.
Yep.
But if you don't know that that's what that is, or you've never had to put a label on it, then all you know is that's just how you think.
That's who you are, right?
And so that's who you are. So you just do it. So it's very interesting. Because
yeah.
we like to categorize, you know, we like to know like, who's on our team and who's,
right.
you know,
what are we working with here?
Who's,
yeah.
Yeah. What are we, so you like to think you have a handle on it, but what's really interesting, I think even in light of everything that's been going on, you know, recently, it's just been coming to a head. The things that you sense, the things that you think you can see, that's not the whole picture. You know, that's not everything. So you could have someone who looks like your worst enemy, but if you were to put yourself in their shoes and maybe even see from a higher viewpoint, you may say, wow, that's exactly how that needed to pan out. That's you know, that was the part this person had to play. But also you may understand why it's that way. Maybe not that big of a reason, but I think a lot of people like to know why. Not that it would make any sense, because unless you've come from the particular conditions in an environment, then it won't make any sense to you. And then comes the blanket statement, why can't everyone be just like me?
Right.
I think we've all said that at some point. We just get really frustrated. Like, why not, if only the world would just be just like me, this world would be perfect. It would be
perfectly
a mess. It would be perfectly boring.
Right.
Perfectly, you know, just, it would be a mess.
Right.
Even more so of a mess than we think it is right now. So when stuff comes up, it's messy. Life can be very awkward and infuriating. But again, the whole thing is what can we be doing not to like fix the other person, because we know that doesn't work, even though we keep trying. we know that doesn't work. You know, what could we be doing to broaden our own horizons and understand, well, you know, if I know that I can't fix this person, but I know I have to be in some type of relationship with this person for however long, then what can I be doing for me, you know, to make, so I won't go crazy, you know, or so that I can better understand, you know, how to respond. I mean, these are not easy questions, but they're necessary, because it's not always about you and it's not always about fixing the other person. But I think if people were to adopt that approach, maybe it won't be as much of a mess, you know, overall. There's still going to be a huge learning curve, right? Because in the seeming huge differences that we have, that can be so much of a barrier that you can't see at all levels. You can't see what's really there because you have no point of reference. But when you take a moment, it doesn't matter that you don't have that experience. You can say, well, I just don't have that experience. So whatever this person's feeling, like, that person was feeling all kinds of stuff. Someone brushed against her. She felt all kinds of stuff. Whatever that triggered, that's
mm-hmm.
her experience. So we don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, unless you sit down and even if you sit down and have a conversation with her, my guess, she's not going to divulge that kind of information to you. Well, let me tell you, she may. I don't know, you like the whisperer, like, tell me everything. people, you know, because people tell us stuff. You know, they tell us
all day.
Who you are. You know,
all day.
Stuff.
Yep.
But not everyone is going to have the sort of time to do that, or would feel the need to be vulnerable to do that. It's just that, you know, you need to establish something. So in the meantime, unless that's really going to happen, you know, you cannot put yourself in that sort of position to go, oh, I got to take over everything and I got to manage this and inevitably feel like everyone's failing in their expectations, you know, and of what should be happening. When we talk about eye-opening events like that, your class on Tuesday was an eye-opening event.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Unfortunately,
you know, you were in a position, you had a role to play.
Yeah, yeah.
Because you're right. You're absolutely right. It is your class, you know, and it was,
yep.
And so you already knew. It doesn't matter.
Okay.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah, I don't care who you are. Yeah, it's my class.
Yeah,
it.
It's your class. This is what was set up. This is what they came here to do. So, and you have a particular work ethic. You know, like, this is what we're going to do. This is what you signed up for this. You literally signed up for this. So this is what
literally.
This is the environment that we're in. This is what how we're doing it. So that really helps to have a clearly defined role. But, you know, in terms of what you're taking in, it was not what you were expecting, right? It was like,
yeah.
Wow, okay, that was different. But you're right. You pick up on things and you have to adjust. And for those of us, you know, light workers, whatever your gifts may be, or even if it's gifts that you don't think you have, but, you know, something's happening, that's the sort of compassion and service you can do, not only for the other people around you, but for yourself. You may not have a fantastic story to tell, like a feel-good story of the year in the beginning, but see, the story's not done yet. You know, it's not done. You know, for this person that was in your class, you know, maybe she will not be back. Maybe.
She's not going to be back.
Yeah. So.
Yeah.
But
it's just, it's, and really not because of me or anybody else. It's really because of her. It's not going to be supportive
right.
to what she needs. Yeah.
Right.
Right.
But to pick up on that, and like, so something's open. Now you're going to be aware of, you know, the people in your industry, as you've already been aware of, and see, you know, maybe you don't have a solution to it for it.
No,
but
I just make people think
it's something.
Yeah.
It's something. Yeah, it's something that's going to be like, well, it's something
right.
to consider.
Right.
And that's I think the best we can do, because if I think if it were something that were really part of your path, then you would have been dealing with this a lot earlier, you know, a lot sooner. And repeatedly until you're like, wow, I'm just surrounded by this kind of stuff, you know?
Right.
But I think there are things that we touch on, and in our periphery, we understand, well, you know what? It may be that I'm going to be helping someone who is
yeah.
in the midst of this.
Yeah.
You know? And me having that experience helps me.
Exactly.
To be a little more patient and compassionate with whoever I'm dealing with,
exactly.
Whoever they're dealing with.
Oh my! It just the shift of perception, perspective, really, and the gratitude. I was grateful for me. Meaning, look, this class is taught by casting professionals. Sometimes they're not the nicest group. I mean, I'm one of the nicest, but I'm tough. Shut up. What do you mean you're nice? But because it's a ruthless industry.
Right.
It's a ruthless industry, and this could have gone so differently with somebody less sensitive or less educated about accommodation.
Mm-hmm.
I was
mm-hmm.
so happy that I was the instructor, and that the scene partner had a brother with Asperger's. So she was just so compassionate that it moved her to tears
mm-hmm.
because she knows life for her brother and life for this young lady and people like them. Processing is something we take for granted and something that – just moment to moment, you don't know how you're going to process something, and it could be really, really scary, overwhelming, painful, dangerous
mm-hmm.
even, or I would imagine blissful and incredible at times if you're in that realm of what brings you joy or where your
mm-hmm.
genius lies. I don't know. But, oh, my God, wow. I'm glad it was me.
Yeah. Yeah. we do have a hand raised. I just probably
cool.
checked over. So
okay.
Let's see what this
person has to
I'm
say.
Glad we got to talk about it. That's great, though.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
Erica, 621, good morning. You on the air. Who's this?
Yes, good morning. I was interested in a reading. I didn't know if you were doing them.
Sure. So
you're
obviously a first-time caller. What's your first name?
Suzanne.
Okay, Suzanne. So the first thing is asking permission to connect to your energy, please.
Sure.
Okay, thank you. And if you can give Alisa your date of birth, just the month and the day, please.
October 5th.
Oh! Hey, shorty. It's your birthday. Happy birthday.
Happy
birthday. Yay! Well, that's
happy
wonderful.
Birthday,
that's
yeah.
a great thing for you to get in touch with us during your birthday week. Yay. All right. So, wonderful. So what we'll do here is, well, do you have something that you can frame into a question, or I can give you a message? You can decide since it's your birthday.
A question.
Okay. What is that?
I'm job hunting for a teacher aide position. I just wanted to see if, when you see me getting one.
Okay.
I'm working now. I did two different jobs, and it's just too much.
Okay. Okay. So I want you to take a deep breath with me. And I can't really speak on when in terms of giving you time, day, hour. However, in connecting to your energy, what I'm getting is that it's too much in a sense that you're being stretched and you're being drained.
Yeah,
so
definitely.
Okay, yeah, I'm picking that up. I'm picking that up on your energy. And the guidance that I'm getting for you is to flip that around to, yes, it's too much, and you want to lighten your load. But in order to lighten your load is to remind yourself that you can experience abundance. Because right now it's an overabundance, right, of just being pulled. Because abundance, everybody always thinks it's like unicorns and fairies and, you know, indefinite cash flow. But abundance could also be too much of things that weigh you down. But if you look at it neutrally, like that it is an abundance. So if it's abundant, then it's not going to be too much. So you want to shift it from too much to abundance. And then abundance lands so that all of a sudden you're able to move through what feels like it's weighing you down. And then all of a sudden it falls off of you, meaning it's not going to feel the same, even while you're dealing with these two jobs, because you're doing something about it.
Well, I was wondering if I should quit one of the jobs so that I'll have more time to job hunt, and instead of like getting like 2 hours only a day to job hunt.
You know what? I don't think so right now.
No?
No. I that might just, again, it's just an energetic feeling. Now, the thing is, we're also into October. You know what things happen with the holiday season and
there's a bunch of job openings for teacher aides now. That's why I'm applying.
Yes, but what I'm saying, yes, and that makes perfect sense, and I get it. This is the time
they're hiring now.
Yes,
the holidays, like October.
No, I understand that, and that's why I'm saying what I'm saying. So, I think if you are consistent with putting in 2 hours, and that's like doing stuff online and putting your time in, correct?
Yeah, what it is that I'm up at 5:20. I work as a bus monitor from 6:15 to about 8:45. Then I have to be in my other job at 11:05, and then that goes. Then I have to finish that at 1:45, and then go to my other one for 4:15.
I didn't
so
know
it
you
doesn't give me a
jobs.
Lot of time
you,
to interview.
I thought you had two. I thought there was two. So there's three jobs.
There is bus monitor, lunch monitor.
I know, but I didn't know that. Like I'm good, but I'm not that good.
Yeah.
Hello,
yeah.
Girl. Are you in New York? Where are you? You sound like you're. Where are you from?
Yes.
I can tell. The lunch monitors. Oh, we know you. I had kids in public school. Anyway, then I would say if it's three, then give up the one that would, then that makes sense. If it was just two, that's why I was like, no.
It is just two. I do bus monitor, then lunch monitor.
Got it. Okay, but it's three. Well, that's really, it's really up to you. I mean, maybe the bus monitor, since that's probably breaks up the day, like it's early in the morning and then it's like mid-afternoon, right, if you do it twice?
Yeah, you know what it is the bus is like I'm just sitting there all crunched
up. It's a bus.
Yeah,
why I said that. That's why I said that. You know what? You don't want to do the bus.
I don't. My body's all crunched and I'm coming out
with
backache.
Don't do the bus. Hello? So you don't have to ask me. You know that you don't want to do it.
I know, but that makes more money than a lunch monitor. But unless I just do lunch monitor and just keep waiting for a job.
Leave and an abundance. You're either, Queens or Brooklyn. You have to tell me.
No, I'm not. I'm from out east of Long Island.
Thank you. Oh, not that. Okay. Yeah. I got you pegged. Okay.
No, I'm joking.
I'm busting chops. From one New Yorker to another, I'm busting chops. I can't bust chops.
Oh.
Come on.
I don't.
Relax.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm just lightening the energy. That's all. I'm just playing with you because I can. Yeah.
Okay.
So I knew the bus thing. If you had to pick one or the other, and understand, you are investing in yourself. So it is an abundant universe. And if you're taking that time that you would have been doing the bus thing, and you're all crunched up, it's not good for your back. It's not good for anything. And the thing is, our spine is our conduit. It's our life force. It's our conduit for everything. And if you say, okay, my job now, meaning you're going to not do the monitoring, you just do lunch. My job now is to upgrade. I use that word all the time, okay, on this show and life when I give readings. Upgrade. Then you're telling the universe that you're ready for an upgrade. You don't need to end up, with osteoporosis because your back is all jacked up from being crunched up. So I'm going to flip this up. So that's sort of what I'm getting with the energy. So bring it down. Yeah, bring it down to two things. And that's, although you're saying it's two, it's really three.
Yeah,
bring
you're
it down,
right.
It is. So that's why I was confused. That's why I said, no, don't give it up. But, yeah, give that up because that's the third thing that you don't want to do. You want to do the two things.
Yes.
And let's see what Elisa has. And happy birthday.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, you'll get something. You will definitely. I really feel that you're gonna get something, especially if you let go of doing the monitoring and you can make your job to upgrade and to feel happier about your situation.
Do you think I should tell them today and give them 2 weeks, or just give them a week? I don't know what to do because I'm trying to find something else.
Well, also you want to. Is there any overlap with the people that you – I don't – probably not. The bus people that you deal with are different than the lunch people you deal with, right?
Yes.
Two separate entities?
Yes.
Then you know what? Give them a week's notice and live your best life.
Yeah, I think I'm going to do that because it's like getting to me. I just want to do lunch monitor. And then if I get a job, I'll quit. I'll just give references as a lunch monitor.
You'll be fine. Let's see what Elisa has to say. Okay.
Yes.
Your
birthday tomorrow, you enter your number 8 personal year, so numerology.
That's good.
In numerology, you're in a cycle of 1 through 9 years, so we always kind of repeat this. So you're at the tail end, but this 8 is about manifesting. It's about you actually being able to receive some of these goals that you've been working on. In earnest, really, for the past few years, like 4 years, really. So it doesn't mean that, tomorrow, boom, all of a sudden you get this job, although that would be great. It could happen. It just means you have this whole year coming up from your birthday tomorrow to your next birthday to pay attention to some of these opportunities that are coming up that you asked for. You've asked for certain things and just see how they show up. And sometimes you may have forgotten you asked for something and it shows up, you're like, and it's just not who you are right now, and that's fine. It just means it's the universe telling you, look, you put some of these orders in, and they're showing up now, and you have to decide, what's your priority. And I think it sounds like you have a pretty good idea what you want to be doing.
just pay attention, because like with these opportunities, and we say this a lot with people who are looking for work, and you know, they're doing their work to look for work. And when they get to these interviews, you know, they're so happy to get an interview that they almost say yes to the very first thing. And it may be like the right thing to do, but just pay attention, because you know, as much as they are sizing you up to see if you're a good fit, you need to be doing the same thing. You need to be doing the same thing, making sure that it's exact, you know, that's a good fit for you, that based on what you can get from them out of the interview, that they're going to, you know, treat you well, that it's a good environment, all these things that are important. Hopefully you've already figured that stuff out, that you have an idea. And it doesn't have to be so restrictive in terms of, you know, this is my list. If it's not on the list, then that's it. You know, it just means you have to have a better feel for what you're bringing to the table, what you're worth, and how you think you're going to be able to grow in any position. And, you know, not everyone's going to give you the full disclosure right away, just to pay attention. But it's nice when you have choices to make.
Yeah.
So just, you know, pay attention to that too. So I feel like you know, when you asked about that, I'd already calculated your numbers. I'm like, well, you know, it looks really good. Again, we can't tell you the date exactly, but I would say use this month to do the work, continue doing the work you're wanting to do, let go of stuff you don't need anymore.
You know what it is? I was going to go to a place where I used to work, and I was going to fill an application out there now. I don't know if I should go there or not. What's your feeling?
I think you should go with what your gut was telling you to begin with, to take that kind of action. The more you do that,
right,
the better you will start to trust yourself.
So you think
I think I want to do that. What do you think? You're already taking the steps to do it. I mean, the thing is,
Go down now, girl. Trust.
Yeah, I think I'm not going to do the bus because it's getting to me getting to my body. I mean, I need the money, but
Listen. Stop with the story. Let's deal with the truth. You know what you want to do. You don't have to call these two crazy girls on the radio, on the internet, you know the answer. You know the answer.
Yeah, but I support myself, and I'm just going to be losing that money unless I try to babysit or something until I get a job.
Girl.
What?
Abundant universe.
Okay, so I'm going to get a job, and I'm going to get one soon.
All day. All right, Long Island. She's not playing. All right.
Not.
You stay in touch with us. Give us an update. And just trust life.
Yeah, I'm going to do it.
Yeah. Yay! That's my girl.
All right.
You take care. All
right, thank you.
All right. Happy birthday.
Yeah. Thank
Happy
you.
Birthday.
Yes, girl.
Thanks. Bye.
All right.
Bye, darling.
Bye. She's going to get it done. She's busy.
That's it. That's
she's
New busy. York. Oh, yeah. She's like, okay.
That's so funny.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I could tell from her accent. I'm like, oh, mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Yeah, that's good. That's good, though. It's good to get birthday people because,
yes.
Especially for that particular birthday. I mean, there's a lot going on. And, you know, she's a very savvy person. So it's just finally realizing what
back.
Her worth is.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Taking care of herself.
Take care of yourself. No, the damage, oof, I'll just tough it out, and then you end up like, mm-mm. Well,
mm-mm.
I'm glad we had I love first-time callers, so that's fabulous. All right, well, I guess this is a perfect place for us to sign off. Yeah, love that. Yay, welcome to the show. Hopefully she'll call us back. All right, so if you guys need to get a hold of us, please email loablend@gmail.com. Please like Universal Energy Media on Facebook and check out the great shows, hosts, and programming available to you. And this particular show is scheduled to be on the air this coming Tuesday at 8:30 a.m. United States Eastern Time. Thanks for a wonderful conversation as always. And let the light do the work. All right. Take care. Love you guys.
Love you. Bye.
Bye.